This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hi, JP. How you doing?
Hello. How are you?
We got press conferences. It feels real. Baskin and Phelps are working 3 hours out of a four-hour show because they just got press conferences galore. It's real. It's back and it's beautiful.
I'm excited to hear Stefanski. How many texts this morning did you get that said football is back with a million exclamation points?
Not a single one.
Not one?
Not a single one. I was the texter today.
I got multiple. You were the texter today? You were telling people football is back?
I texted, I'm not even kidding about this, I probably texted 35 media members who I have some level of a friendship, relationship, knowledge of.
Yeah.
Doing a straw poll on the Brown season. So at least 35, by the way. At least 35. And I was the football is back guy, unintentionally, because I just wanted their opinions.
Okay.
But, you know, you got to butter that bread one way or another.
I was woke up very early in the morning. Football is here, exclamation point, like Christmas from Coach Riz. He started it off, and then I just kept getting all sorts of football is here texts.
I mean, I can't be upset. You're a Coach Riz guy first.
Yeah.
I am a recent convert. I can't be upset about that. I have to understand that you can have a friend that's a better friend to you than me, and that's okay.
Well, if anybody was going to celebrate football, it'd be Coach Riz
this
way.
Oh, it is absolutely Coach
Riz. You think you
Coach
love football,
Riz.
And then you meet Coach Riz, and that man loves football more than anybody I've ever met, and it's just, that's perfect for him.
Now, this is a fair one. Is one of them Willie P?
No.
Okay.
He would have been on the docket, though.
Because if
classic
that was,
Willie P.
I mean, he was my co-host for 2 weeks. All right, and the coworker for the rest of the time. If he won football back text to somebody other than me, and I mean, again, it's not that I don't want you to get the football back is back text from you. It's that I also deserve one from him.
For those that don't know, I worked with Willie P first in Houston, and then he ended up in Carolina with you. And it's just it's like one of these odd people that we just both have mutual friends with outside of anything that we've actually done.
So
here.
We deserve. Same text from him.
I think we're on the same same page with him.
I think
you
so.
Might
That's
even be closer
point.
At this point. I don't know.
Ooh, okay. I'll take that as well. I'll take any win I can get.
With Willie P, I don't even know that you want it.
Oh, come on. You're right. this being said, so we said press conferences are back.
You're near football's Kevin. Football's back. Hello.
Football's back. Press conferences are back. And Myles Garrett was one of the first Browns to speak today to the media. And, you know, we're talking about expectations, right? The over-under set at 5.5 wins. And I think Miles is going to take the over.
Expectations are higher than ever. You know, expect to bounce back from last year, myself and defensively and as a team. The standard doesn't change, or at least it doesn't lower. It just raises and improves. You know, we have guys who are older, know both sides of the coin. Come from a really good season, come from a really bad season. It can happen just like that. So you've got to take that into account every single day when you're training and getting to know your guys.
Okay, so that was a very... All right, the expectations have never been higher, all right?
Yeah, they're very standard.
Yeah, there, okay, yeah. All right. Maybe he's not being specific to one thing. It's the first day of camp, of course. Mm-hmm. We're setting a high tone. Did he... Mac, did he do anything, you know, go above and beyond it? Like he say, like a specific event that they could have. Do we have like audio of that?
I think we do.
All right, let's play that.
I expect to get to the Super Bowl. Well, that's our expectation every year. And I expect to run back the Defensive Player of the Year. You know, keeping both of those things in mind, I have to be the very best player I can be every single day. You know, as soon as I step foot in the building, I have to be the best version of myself and the best leader I can possibly.
Okay. All right. Miles going to the Super Bowl and winning the DPOY again. Okay.
Did he come from like clinic or something like that? It's
like
awful.
Electroshock.
No, I was going to say something bad, and then I decided to. I moved away from it. I was like, you know what? Maybe we don't need to accuse Miles of coming from that type of clinic. We'll just say a clinic because he's off his rocker right now. What is this?
I mean, you have if he's got to believe it though, right?
Chance he believes that.
But he's got to say he believes
it. He's got to say he believes
it. He's got to sell a fight.
For sure. He's got to. He didn't have to. No. He didn't have to put Super Bowl in it. You know the amount of teams that we've been around, and it has not been many, but that we've both been around where they actually have expectations and people are talking about it. Remember Daryl had the Browns in the Super Bowl before, was it the 2020 season? Like we've had teams with expectations.
And then he had them not in it like 6 weeks later.
But nobody, well, yeah, that's how it went.
And he was not surprised that either thing did or didn't happen.
Nobody was talking. If you have like a 10, 11, 12 win season, everyone like tiptoes around Super Bowl. You know, they won't, it's almost like the S word. They won't say it. They won't say Super Bowl.
That S word.
Because it puts out a bunch of expectations, but you notice Miles can say it. The offensive lineman from the Dallas Cowboys, whose name is escaping me, that put them in the Super Bowl just yesterday, that guy can say it as well. Everyone else is like, you can't really go down that road.
All right, here's the only thing:
there's no expectation. No one's taking it serious.
If he was like, listen, guys, we're gonna ride this horse to 7-10. I think we'd be more concerned. I think, listen.
That'd be really funny.
And like, here's, like, okay.
7-10, come on down.
Maybe we should just understand that specific to this team, they talked about Super Bowl last year, and they were all watching their offense in practice be unplayable. So maybe there's just something about like the messaging that they're just trying to put that positivity out into the universe.
I think I got it.
Go ahead.
I think I nailed it. Miles uses this, like this media event stuff, as a game to himself. This is all just, he knows whatever he says doesn't actually matter because he spent the previous year saying all sorts of things and not meaning any of it. So I think he looks at us as if it were just a fun event in his, a fun 20 minutes, a fun 15 minutes in his day. And that's all it is. He can say literally anything and has never once been held responsible or accountable for it anyway. So you might as well just say Super Bowl. You might as well say Defensive Player of the Year. Might as well say everything under the sun because why not?
All right. So in that vein, given how I'm still not entirely over Miles' public temper tantrum that embarrassed everybody. And by the way, it didn't just embarrass people of like, hey, I don't think I can win here, I want out. But embarrassed people because a lot of people stood up for him and said he has the right for this. And if this is truly what he wants, I want this for him because he's such a great player. And we trusted Miles to this very serious thing of I want to trade. And then he settled before free agency for $40 million a year because... I don't know. He caved, right?
He didn't even take it to the draft. At least TJ Watt took it up until a couple weeks ago.
Listen, Wawa Watt, you know him. Biggest crybaby in football. Mm-hmm. I mean, what a diva. What an absolute baby. And now Pittsburgh media, it's strange, the guy in Cleveland. It's like 2 weeks ago, you were saying the same thing, you knobs. I'm just being consistent. But specific to Miles, he's also the guy I don't want to hear this from today. I might be the only person. I have not forgiven, nor have I forgotten. Because again, to me, it's not the trade request. That's fine. A business, whatever. It's how you position the trade request and why you went there to then come out today and be like, hey, I won a Super Bowl and defensive player of the year. Like, all right, I don't trust anything you say until you say something that actually comes true.
And he did so on the guise of spending the entire Super Bowl week about how this team wasn't good enough to win a Super Bowl. He wants to play for a Super Bowl contender. He wants to do that. They did nothing this offseason.
Well, no, they showed him the plan and now he believes it.
Yeah, the Browns.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did nothing this offseason except for draft players. That's all they did. They didn't add any major pieces, actual veterans or anything like that. They didn't change up the quarterback room in some sort of fun and interesting way that'll actually matter significantly. Like, they did nothing to change what your thoughts were in February. So you can't come out here and then say Super Bowl when you were the guy, you know, 3, 4, 5 months ago saying this team isn't good enough and I want to be traded because they're not a Super Bowl team.
Me personally,
it's all a joke.
It's
a joke to Miles.
And I would agree. And it's frustrating. Today, I bequeath him the Peterlin pass because I think this is what Browns fans want to hear. I don't trust a damn thing the guy
where
says.
Where are we, Mac?
Where are we? Peterlin pass.
I don't trust a darn thing the guy says, specific to his thoughts, his ambitions, anything, unless we're talking anime, da-dan-dan, or whatever the hell
it
is.
I don't even know that he's good at that, if we're being honest. Like, he goes to Japan, that puts him with a leg up, I'd imagine.
I think he's better at me than anime if he's just going to Japan and looking for a crib in Japan.
No, maybe like there's an anime world where they're like, geez, Miles just will not. He's just awful at this.
But listen, Browns fans need a ray of hope, right? I've got friends,
messenger.
Family, everything.
Wrong guy for this.
But people don't see it that
wrong
way.
Wrong guy for this.
I'm the only one in Cleveland that's like, I don't trust you, Miles, and I don't trust you to pull this nonsense 4 months from now. Everybody else is like, oh, guys, that was like 6 months ago. What are we doing here?
Wrong guy.
Here we go, Brownies.
Super Bowl is the problem in this equation. You cannot go on the media tour you went on and talk about what a non-Super Bowl contending team this is, to have them do nothing this offseason, to then say Super Bowl day one.
Now,
like, it's awful.
This is the Reese's Cups of standards, because there's no nutritional value, but it tastes good to Browns fans. And I think Browns fans want to hear this, because I think they know secretly 5.5 wins is a fair over-under win total to set. But that's for September. That's for October. That's for November. Today, it is about wishes, hopes, dreams, puppies, kittens, and rainbows. And that's all Miles was selling.
You can't even sell that, though. Not for this team, not for this season. No, the
he
problem
can.
In this message is that nobody took it and was like, yes, Miles believes.
Oh, everyone took it. The media did. I've seen fans gobble this crap up already.
I haven't seen that, but I haven't been as online as you in the past half hour or so.
It's
maybe
on the For You page.
Maybe they are. Yeah,
you swing over the For You page, you're going to see that smut.
Living on that following page. I'm inundated with helmet conversation right now is all I got in my timeline. But the point is that I think fans look at this, and I think because he took it to such an extreme, I think fans were like, oh, okay. At least I am. I'm like, I can't take you serious.
I
can't take anything you say serious right now.
I think.
And I won't for a long time.
I'm not trying to speak for all Browns fans, but I know that one. Okay. I didn't get the football is back text, but did I get did you see what Miles said? LFG text. I got two of those at least. I actually have a couple unread right now because we're, you know, on air.
And they probably say LFG too. Miles has us back in the photo.
Why don't you send him the
Super Bowl media tour that he did day by day with different national members, all saying this team is not a Super Bowl contending team and he wants to be traded. Why don't you follow up with that text with that line? Because that's what I would do.
I would send him the
tweet after tweet after tweet of him talking to different national people day of Super Bowl. Hello, ESPN. Nope. No, that team stinks. They're not competitive. I want to be gone. Okay, Miles, what changed, buddy?
No, I can't. I will not club somebody's baby seal in front of them. I feel a specific way. I'm frustrated with Miles. I'll take it and not believe it from Joel Batonio today.
I'll take it and not believe it from David Njoku today.
Neither of those guys have ever said anything that didn't ring true.
And I'll let it go from those guys. They didn't spend 3, 4, or 5 months ago talking about what crap this team is and they wanted to be gone to then turn around and say, everything's awesome and I can achieve all these great things here. Come on now.
$40 million buys a lot of good wishes and dreams. 216-474-0092. Miles says, expectations have never been higher. Okay. That's a little bit much, but okay. And then says, I'm seeing a Super Bowl and another Defensive Player of the Year award. Bringing that back to Cleveland. Does Miles Garrett really believe this? I think is maybe where we're starting. I think not, but if you want to believe it, God bless America. This could be. I'm not going to speak in certainties. This could be what ends up to be a frustrating season. If we need to think about Super Bowls and DPOYs and OPOYs and CPOYs, let's get it. Let's get after it. Quick hits coming up at 2:40. We've got Ashley Bastock starting her weeklies with us at 3:20 today. We've got Kevin Stefanski's press conference right around the 4 o'clock hour. Likely about 3:55. I don't know why I'm giving you that specific time. I just want you to be ready and listening to us when it happens. And then Joe Thomas, Hall of Famer, Hall of Fame beef at SixSpringsFarm.com. He's joining us at 5:20 today because we are locked, loaded, and getting you ready for training camp as we've got press conferences. Guy Miles Garrett says that the expectations have never been higher. Super Bowl, DPOY, that's his expectations. Does Miles Garrett really believe this? And Alpha Dogs Unite in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.